USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is moving to make it more difficult for some legal immigrants to remain in the United States.
A new federal rule would effectively penalize low-income immigrants who get food stamps, housing vouchers, or other types of federal assistance. Ken Cuccinelli is acting director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
Today, USCIS has issued a rule that encourages and ensures self-reliance and self-sufficiency for those seeking to come to or to stay in the United States.
The rule would make it easier for U.S. officials to reject green cards and visa applications.
And in financial news, your final numbers on Wall Street. Stocks are dropping due to concerns about the economy. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 391 points to close at 25,896. The NASDAQ fell 96. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents...
Doug. If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Federal charges are being filed against a friend of a murderer who killed 9 people in Dayton, Ohio last week.
Ethan Colley, 24, of Kettering, now stands accused by federal criminal complaint of unlawfully possessing a firearm while being a user of controlled substances.
That's U.S. Attorney Ben Glassman, who says Colley is also being charged with lying on federal firearms forms. Glassman did stress, though, that Colley did not know what the killer was planning that early Sunday morning. Nike is entering the footwear subscription business. The retailer is launching the Nike Adventure Club, which allows parents to order shoes for children ages 2 to 10 as often as they want. There are 3 monthly membership tiers to choose from, ranging in price from $20 to $50. And according to new numbers released from the Treasury Department, the federal budget deficit hit $867 billion for the first 10 months of the fiscal year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
More than 330 miles of new border wall capability will be in place by the end of 2020. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Carla Provost said Monday morning, noting that repairs to the wall in the San Diego area bring the current total to 57 miles that they've put in. She explains on Fox News why this is such a big deal.
Well, numerous things. First, impedance and denial, of course, which is something that we need. But more importantly, this new infrastructure makes it safer for my men and women to do their job. They've been assaulted over 600 times this year, which is just unacceptable. They can see through this. It has an anti-dig feature to it, anti-climb features. It makes it really, really difficult for the bad actors who are coming across the border, and there are still many, many bad actors trying to come across our border.
Many 2020 Democratic presidential candidates are spending their time campaigning in Iowa. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders spoke to supporters about health care.
We are going to expand Medicare benefits because right now Medicare is a strong program. It is the most popular health care program in America, but it has problems. And the problems are if you are a senior, it does not cover dental care, it does not cover hearing aids, and it does not cover eyeglasses, and those are expensive needs.
When pressed who would pay for the Medicare for All option that Sanders supports, he just said the rich. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.